This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and I've got a show lined up for you that I'm sure you're going to enjoy today, because I have in the studio with me my number two son, Sam Trenrith. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass, Sam.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dad.
It's been a long time since you've been on the show, and we're just going to talk about music and things that we do and things that we like doing and things that we don't like doing, or whatever is appropriate really before Christmas. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll find things that other people would like to be interested in.
Yeah.
And all the music stopped, and that's got rid of that. That's a tune called Back Porch Bluegrass.
Yeah.
So that's really what this show is named after. And I knew you'd enjoy Colin Watson's guitar solo.
Yeah, I was listening intently to that. Yeah.
That's good. Well, we're going to talk about all sorts of things doing bluegrass, but we're going to listen to a little bit more now. Alison Krauss was a great bluegrass performer, singer and fiddle player. And here she is doing a tune called Sawing on the Strings. We did a tune called Sawing on the Strings, but it's this one, Sawing on the Strings. You're a pretty good dab hand with a saw, either a hand saw or a skill saw or something. Yeah. Anyway, here's Alison Krauss and her band with Sawing on the Strings.
Say
That, Sam.
Oh man, that was awesome. That was good.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we do a lot of good music together. Sam, your life is music, isn't it, really? So would you like to tell everyone what you do?
Well, I'm a music teacher. That's my job. The way that I teach is I find out what people want to learn, find out what's going to kind of inspire them and excite them, and I just teach them that, and it actually makes teaching easy because I'm just helping them to learn what they want to do. They love it.
What age of kids?
I don't really put an age on it, but I think the most common time to start is 7 or 8. You know, I start around about there, and then I teach. I've got some adult pupils at the moment, but I teach mostly in schools. So, yeah, kind of 8 to 15 or 16 is my most popular age. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Do you get kids at that age with a wide variety of tastes, or are they heavily influenced by brothers and sisters or parents or things
like that? I think a lot of it comes from what's around them. So I just expect that kids are going to like the popular songs, but it's interesting because they'll quite often, if you dig a bit deeper, they like what they're listening to at home. So they might like what their parents like. I've had kids that come up that want to play old songs that are way older than them because that's what their parents listen to.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're influenced by what's around them rather than what's popular.
Well, that's good because, I mean, we talk about kids and doing everything on telephones these days and all that sort of stuff, but it's not necessarily true. They do take in
things
around them.
And something on the other hand that is quite cool is with all the stuff that's on social media, old songs are coming back. Old songs become popular, which is quite cool. So, and I really like that about social media.
Right. So that's what you do for a job, but you also play music in numerous combinations.
Yeah. Well, I've made it my motto to try not to say no to opportunities that come along, and it's really worked in my favour because probably 5 times a week I'm getting asked to play music for something.
Yeah.
So I can pick and choose the fun ones, whether it's something bluegrassy, something popular tunes, or whether they want some jazz or something. I've managed to be able to say yes to whatever comes along. So every weekend is filled with some gig.
No, this is Tuesday, not this last weekend, but the weekend before that, we played at a Christmas in the Park at Raglan, and you played guitar for the Trentworths.
Yeah.
And you're the lead vocalist for the Trenders. We're going to hear a little bit of that later on.
Yep.
And you were the tenor sax player for late 80s Mercedes, which is as crazy a bunch of musicians as I've ever heard in my life. Right?
Yeah.
And then during the week, we played at with the Trenders at a hoedown. And yeah. You played guitar and sang lead and did that again. And we played for about 200 kids who yeah. were dancing around and really working up a sweat, doing square dance moves and things, which is very good.
Yeah.
And then the next day, no.
And then the night before the Christmas one, we had a covers party gig for a friend's 40th with about 100 people. We played tunes all night too and had people up from the audience singing along. And cool. It was really just request night. And
what were you, a guitarist that
I
night?
I was on guitar and vocals that night, electric guitar. So
okay, yes.
A bit more shredding on the guitar.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this weekend, you played drums in a jazz group.
Yeah. So that was cool. What's funny is I'd say my main instrument is saxophone, but I'd said no to the gig previously, so we got another saxophone player. So I sat there playing drums, listening to another guy play sax.
Was he good?
He was all right. I learned a couple of things.
Oh, that's great. So there's a whole bunch of different things that you do musically, and that's really good.
Yeah.
Your approach to the music is probably the same no matter what you play.
Yeah, it's all about, I guess, making the song sound good.
Yeah,
it's not about you. It's about what can you do to make the song sound good so that the audience can enjoy it, I guess, if that's what you're doing, you know. So that's my approach.
So when do you find time for writing songs?
Mornings are good. When I get up early and no one's around, I make a coffee and pick up a guitar and a song starts coming out usually. Or a Sunday afternoon sitting by a pool, you know, those times. When I don't intentionally write a song, usually I sit down and relax and a song starts forming.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I've got some recording that we did a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that was Sam and your younger brother, Tim, who's a bass player and a singer. He knows what he's doing in music. He's got every gig he's got to play bass. No, that's not true, actually, because he plays percussion.
Percussion in one of those bands. So all of those bands that I was in, he was standing there right beside me on either a double acoustic bass or an electric bass or a set of percussion instruments.
Yes.
And he could probably be the lead singer of any of those bands.
Yeah, that's right. And he does the tenor harmonies, as he does in Hamilton County. Yeah. So anyway, we did this recording with Sam and Tim and myself playing banjo, and you write songs that I can fit into, which is, of course, an absolute delight. Mm. And I'm going to play a song called Hey Kid. Tell us about this.
This song formed from just a little guitar riff that I was sitting tutuing and the riff kind of came out and then the words followed. And sometimes I write songs not knowing exactly what it's going to be about until a few sentences have started taking shape and a topic or a meaning starts coming out. And then I can really shape the rest of the verses around that. It's really a song to my kids saying, I'll be there with you, you know, hey kid, I'm right by your side. Because I've got four of my own kids, they're all teenagers now, and it's really, the song has a real meaning now.
Okay. Oh, that's great. The Trenders as a band tend to be sort of a bit more percussion than you might expect from a bluegrass, because you play a kick drum at the same time as you're playing guitar sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm used to all the different kinds of music I play have always had drums, so when it comes to bluegrass, I quite like having even just a kick drum beat on on the 1, 2, 3, 4, so we could do it without, but then it feels nice.
It is good.
Yeah, having the beat.
Anyway, here's a song called Hey Kid, written by Sam Trenwith and played by the Trenwiths.
Shoes on, you're going for a ride. words have double meanings. The grass will always be green, the sea is always moving, and you and I will always be friends. Hey kid, it's a modern world, they move in fast and then sun will soon be yesterday's, but I'll be strong and true and always there for you. You and me ain't never gonna change. Life ain't always what it seems, some words have double meanings. The grass will always move.
And that song has improved with age. I reckon it's a better yeah. song now than it was when we recorded it. Is yeah. that possible? Maybe it just means something different to us, eh?
Yeah.
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 Oh, that's great. You're very lyrical in your songwriting and you get neat melodies.
Oh, cool.
A friend of mine said you sound like early Beatles.
Yeah.
And that's a great compliment because
well, like
my generation loved the early Beatles.
Yeah,
you know?
I was thinking as that song started, actually, I wanted to get a particular sound, and it actually came, one of the same sounds was in a song that Hamilton County did, which was, what's the name of the song?
It's a bit like Through the Copper Fields, I Walked Along the Way.
Yeah,
so similar sort of field off Fifth Season. Yeah.
Can't think of the name of the song right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
it's a song that we've sung harmonies to.
Okay.
But it starts with the kind of jangling on a D7 chord.
Right, yeah.
I'll think of it soon.
Kersbrook Cottage, it might have been. You know. Anyway, but yeah, one thing will tilt you in a direction, eh?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, it's particular sound that we were trying to achieve. Yeah,
yeah.
I think we got it.
Yeah, I think we did too.
Yeah. Hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
Think you're getting old.
That's yeah,
the
right.
One.
That's
how
the
that
one.
Starts.
Yes,
yeah.
and they did the Dylan's did that with double tracking too.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know,
here we
and
go.
So
yeah.
It was a similar sort of feel.
Yeah,
very cool. Okay, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm Paul Trenwith, the host, and with me is my son Sam Trenwith, who I'm sort of chatting with rather than interviewing today.
Yeah.
And we're talking about some of his music, but I'm going to play an instrumental track for you now. Often when we play at gigs with the Trenwiths, we just need to provide sort of banjo-inspired music, don't we?
Yeah.
That sort of is a bluegrassy feel to it. We drive along and we pick on common tunes. When we were playing for the kids' hoedown last week, we did Coming Around the Mountain for about 3 days in a row, you know, and then When the Saints and things like that, just straightforward tunes that we can pick and they can dance to. And here's a very talented bunch of friends and musicians headed by Mike Scott playing the old tune Swing Low Sweet Chariot.
Oh, yeah.
And this might give you an idea. We might have to do this one next time we play. We'll see how we go with it. Oh, some pretty fast picking going on there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was good.
I liked it when the fiddle came in and carried the melody just a little bit more. I like a little bit more melody, especially when it's a known tune like that.
Yeah.
I reckon every second break at least has got to set up the melody of it, you know.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, doing driving stuff like that is good fun. What I like is the fact that when we play to the young people, that's sort of what I was doing 60 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, when we started out with our bluegrass band, or 55 years ago or something, when we started out with our bluegrass band, our audience was our contemporaries.
Yeah.
But older people did like the music as well. They just saw ingredients in there. Bluegrass music being a sort of country music, the songs were very accessible.
Yeah.
And even the pop songs of the time, like some of the Beatles.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to play Beatles songs
because
the pop music was quite accessible at the time. And people, we just played things bluegrass style and fit it in. So we had a young audience, but with older people who enjoyed the music too. But mostly the audience grew old with us. So we played at a bluegrass concert a couple of weeks ago and everyone's got grey hair like me. And it was quite a relief to come out and do the Christmas in the Park and then the kids' hoedown and see a whole bunch of 16-year-olds and 20-year-olds and family people enjoying the music, because that was much more like the audience that we were used to.
Yeah.
And it's quite funny.
Well, a good song's a good song, and if it's got a good beat and a familiar melody, then it's enjoyable to everyone, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't doubt that a song like Proud Mary, people all over, from a 15-year-old through to a 80-year-old, are probably going to enjoy a song like that. So good songs don't go away.
Yeah.
And bluegrass has something that's just familiar. I mean, the chords are familiar, they're kind of predictable, the melodies are almost slightly predictable too, so it means you can enjoy the song without kind of wondering, oh, what's going to come next.
I often describe the music as being accessible. I've used that word too many times already. Accessible on all sorts of levels.
Yeah.
To play a bluegrass song, you need to know three chords, and it's invariably 16 bars long, and you do boom, chick, 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 boom, chick, 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 boom, chick, 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 boom, chick, chick. That's the first line, you know, like that. And so you can learn it like that. Or you can do the most intricate guitar solo that you've ever heard in your life above that melody, you know, and it takes you 2 years to work out the guitar solo, or you can play mandolin or fiddle, or we could do three-part harmonies to it.
Yeah.
But it's still just a valid song when it's one person singing and playing it, boom, chicka, boom, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I like about the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, at all levels it really works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
What do you do at Christmas time? Do you take a break from teaching?
Take a break from teaching, but there's more chance just to play some music. I'll strum along with my kids. It's my favourite thing to do, is find time to play music with my own kids.
Own kids play music. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, my oldest two boys, they're 19 and 18, are in a band together, and they're just releasing songs. You know, they release a new song every couple of months, which is pretty cool, and they've got lots of followers and lots of people that really like their music.
Yes.
And then my second son, who's also in that first band I was just talking about, has got his own band.
Yes.
Just released a song.
Yes.
And my two daughters have both played lots of music throughout school. They are 15 and 12.
Yes.
They've both been in bands they're just kind of finding their way into bands at the moment, which is quite cool. My youngest one is in a band that I put together at school.
Right.
And we're just voted most popular band at school because they played a song at the end of school kind of disco night, and the whole crowd cheered for them and loved it. And she got a buzz being only 12 and having everyone cheering for her. So music's in the blood.
Yeah, it's fantastic when the kids learn to play. And I think the way we started talking, often the kids do absorb what the parents play too. And like I know with Tim's kids, he's got two girls of similar age to yours, 12 and 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
And we've just been doing that Caroline Jones and the Trendless version of Wayfaring Stranger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a known song. It's a straightforward song and Daisy's singing lead and that and playing it on a guitar. And it's got the best chord sequence in the world, you know, for a song, but very accessible.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great tune. Yeah.
Yeah. But the best thing is when you find a song that your kids love. So I found a particular song yesterday for my daughter, and she strummed it for the next hour or something, just because she loved the song. And I was like, yes, I just left her to it, and I just was out in the kitchen enjoying hearing the strumming coming from her bedroom.
Yeah.
And it was like, right, that's my job done. I got a found a song she loves, and she doesn't want to stop playing it. She'll probably pick up the guitar today again and strum it again. And that's
my heart. It's those sort of sequences, you know, D, D, A, E minor, G or something like that.
Yeah.
And you get a sequence and you think, this is really neat.
Yeah.
In my day, it was C, A minor, F, G seventh on the ukulele.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and there are a whole bunch of pop songs.
Stand By Me or something like that.
You know, 26 miles across the sea all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And all these songs work to that sequence. And once I learned that sequence, I think I sat there and strummed it on my banjo ukulele forever. And you know, I always say to kids that if your big sister isn't saying, Mom, make him stop. Mom, make him go outside. You're not playing enough. You know.
Keep going. Yeah.
So what else are you doing? So you're doing some music with your kids. You got any gigs over the weekend?
Well, this is Christmas weekend, so nothing official, but no doubt we'll pull out the guitars at some point.
Yeah,
an impromptu gig, I think, might happen.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy the Christmas time. Then we head to the Coromandel Peninsula of New Zealand, a little town called Hāhei, with about six of us families go there. We've been going for years now. Well, about 3 years ago, we thought, hey, let's take some instruments along to camping because we go for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And we played one night in the centre of the campground. They asked us to come back and with more instruments. Well, this is the third year in. They've asked us to play New Year's Eve.
Oh,
so we're
fantastic.
Playing from 8 p.m. till midnight.
Oh, fantastic.
And the campground will really enjoy that. And I think the very first time we played, they sold out of beer. So we're onto a good thing. But the best part about it is they give us free drinks and they give all our families, and there's about 30 people. They give us all free food.
Wow.
All the kids whatever they want to drink and stuff like that. So to feed the families, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's very much an old-time approach to the music, you know. And, you know, you think of people used to gather, they used to pull up the carpet in the biggest room in the house and have a little dance there, and there'd be a fiddle player and a banjo player and a guitarist and a cellist or whatever the instruments were at the time.
Yeah.
And they play music and people dance and they all, you know, potluck dinner and things like that. So what you're doing is very much traditional, although you may not have thought so.
It feels good.
You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Sam Trenwith is a guest on this, and we're just talking about really the life of a musician in New Zealand. Some of it's vaguely related to bluegrass music, but it all is really because we play a bit of music together. We might do a little bit more of that later on in the show. Back Porch Bluegrass comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. So if you wondered what our accents were and if you thought they were strange, yes, they probably are if you're in the USA or in Ireland or in the UK and Australia. People do listen on podcasts and Access Radio shows. Hi to all the people in Canada listening on the Access Radio stations there and the people throughout New Zealand who are also preparing for a Southern Hemisphere Christmas. Yes, we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. Sam goes to Shearer's and buys the odd thing here and there.
I do.
And sends lots of pupils there, I'm sure. Shearer's Music Works have been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 60 years and doing a great job of it. I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. What should we do now, Sam? Let's you've got your guitar there.
Yeah, I did bring my
guitar.
Let's
talk about songwriting. Just grab your guitar,
yep.
And I'll question you about a new song that you tried to make us do on last weekend, and I couldn't learn it in time. Yeah. Sam comes up with all these great ideas for songs and puts them together the way that you do with a song or a tune. His guitar is a very well-worn Sigma guitar, and it just happens to be one that fits you, doesn't it,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah, it's perfect. I love it. Yeah.
He is a modern musician. He pulls out his telephone and pulls up the words of the song.
Well, I've only just written it, so
how did you come to do this song, Sam, and when did you do it?
The longer I've been writing songs, I pride myself in making songs as simple as possible now.
It used to be as complicated as possible,
but now I try to. I mean, this just starts off with two chords. Most of the verses are just two chords, so very simple, and a simple melody, and chorus has a couple more chords. But I want this song is about the simple life too. I mean, I think everyone who writes songs, you can only write songs about what you know. And this, when I sit around and write songs now, I think back to a moment and then just write about that moment. So that's what this is. Yeah,
I've often said that our recordings, like the Treadwiths and the various Hamilton County ones, are like a photograph album. They're a snapshot of that time.
Yeah,
and straight afterwards, things are different already.
Yeah,
you know. So what you just said was really cool. It is a song is about a snapshot in time, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So that's what this one is. Now, I haven't really warmed up or sung it or anything. Adjusting my mic.
Okay, we may not need much on guitar. It'll come through pretty well.
Yeah.
Or you can go back a bit and I can bring you up if you want. Yeah. That's heaps. Yeah, that's good.
Here's a story about when I was young. Playing guitar while I sucked my thumb. Mum played fiddle and dad banjo. Nanny and Pop, Nana Bet and Papa Joe. Every night when the lights were low, we're sitting around home, taking it slow, singing songs about my Lord. We didn't listen to the radio, the only kind of songs we know, songs that come from the heart. And it never gets old. Well, years they come and years they go. Now it's fast and never slow. Looking back to the days of old, I love those songs like never before. Well, every night when the lights were low, sitting around home, taking it slow, singing songs about my Lord. We didn't listen to the radio, the only kind of songs we know, the songs that come from the heart. And it never gets old. Well, everyone's got a memory, places there they used to be. Maybe it's bad and maybe it's good, things I didn't say that maybe I should. Well, every night when the lights were low, sitting around home, taking it slow, singing songs about my Lord. We didn't listen to the radio, the only kind of songs we know is songs that come from the heart. And it never gets old.
That is so good. That is absolute classic bluegrass.
Yeah.
Now, you may not think so, but, you know, I've got I've got lots of albums, and a song like that would fit on it absolutely perfectly. That yeah. is really the heart and soul of bluegrass music,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And you sitting there playing it on guitar is fine. You know, yeah. it really is what the music's all about. And yeah. that is such a good song. We're going to have to record that, eh?
We should. In my head, there is like three-part harmonies in the chorus.
And yeah.
Never.
Oh, you're doing some of that? Maybe. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it's got some great thoughts in it, and I reckon that's what the music's about. It's funny, despite being a banjo player all my life, to me the song has been the most important thing.
Yeah,
and yeah. I sometimes in the early days of the band we were selecting songs. Someone would say, "Let's do that one." I say, that's got awful words. You don't want to do that, and no one else had noticed what the words were. Yeah. You know, they were just and I'd say, "No, I don't like." And it's funny, and yet I seldom sang in the songs. I wasn't the one that sang them. But I think the words are what it's all about.
That's
a really good song.
Oh,
gonna have to learn it.
Yeah.
I know sometimes Sam does music and puts in slightly awkward key changes, chord changes in them. I forget, there's one song that we go flat out, the one at the end, and you do a chord change on about a quarter beat or something.
How did that come about? Some songs, you just write, I feel like, this sounds a bit weird, but I feel like the songs are already there, and then I'm just the person that brings them out into life. So it's almost like, in my head, I'm like, oh, this is in 4/4 time, but this bar really needs to be 3/4. And in my head, it's just the way it has to be because that's how the song is supposed to be. And I'm like, sorry, Dad, we've got a 3/4 bar here. I know it'd be easy to stick to 4/4, but it just has to be 3/4.
Yeah, we had to change the solo because I just could not get my head around
it. You've nailed it now. And in fact, quite often me and Tim are playing along, looking at each other, thinking, is Dad going to do the 3/4 bar? And then we're always, he did it. Yeah, because it's in the middle of a furiously fast solo in D.
It's really weird.
Yep.
Okay, I like that concept of the fact that the song's already there, you're just writing it down.
That's what it feels like.
Absolutely. Oh, let's play a tune that I've got set up. This is absolutely classic bluegrass music. It's called 9-Pound Hammer, and it's taken from the days of working on the railroads and things. Have you ever lifted a 9-Pound hammer?
What's my East Wing? Is that 9 pounds?
No, that's 16 ounce. That's a 1 pound.
1 pound.
That's a 1 pound hammer. So a 9-pound hammer is real heavy, and this song is about swinging a 9-pound hammer.
Yeah.
And it was written by Merle Travis, great country singer, but it became sucked up by the bluegrass idiom.
Yeah.
And here's Tony Rice doing his version of it. You'll like this because he does a nice guitar solo. Sam's into guitar solos.
Yeah.
He's a wannabe bluegrass guitarist.
A long way to go.
I know the feeling. I've been playing the music for a long time and I still can't do those solos. Here's Tony Rice playing 9-Pound Hammer.
Well, on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? It's a long way to Harlem. Just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Well, roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Well, in this town. That'll ring like mine. That'll ring like mine. Well, along, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go?
I think if Tony Rice actually swung a 9-pound hammer, he'd sing about it differently. I've got a 4-pound hammer, I think it is, at home, you know, with a steel head and a long handle and that. And I could hardly lift it, you know, to swing.
Probably wouldn't be able to play guitar after that.
No, that's right. And if you're the person that's holding the spike while someone's swinging the 9-pound hammer, driving in the spike, it's not that good a job, you know. You tend not to go and play banjo afterwards.
One or the other, play percussion.
Yeah. So have you got plans for next year?
Keep teaching, keep playing music. I've got, there's always musical projects. I'd like to record more. In fact, the trend with, we're due for another recording. There's at least 4 or 5 songs which have just been sitting there.
Wow.
That we need to record.
Yes.
Yeah. Surfing. Love surfing with my two sons. They love surfing. We all started together about 10 years ago, so I started late in life, and I just love that, so that's just kind of another whole thing. So whenever my sons are, hey, Dad, do you want to come for a surf? I'm like, okay, yep, whatever I was going to do, that's gone. So
lawns can just keep growing.
Yeah, they can. I'll cut the lawns another day.
So,
other than that, just keep doing life,
We had a great experience a couple of years ago with Caroline Jones.
Yes.
And we came out, and I've played some of her stuff on here. And the stuff that's up on YouTube, the music that's up on YouTube, the Raglan sessions. Was it you who introduced them to Raglan, or did they find out Raglan?
Well, Caroline's husband, Nick, then Nick, partner, he loves surfing, and we just got on the topic in one of the studios. I think we were in the studio in Auckland, and we just started talking about surfing. And he was like, right, we need to go for a surf together. Little did we know that he's really good.
Is he a really cool surfer?
I can imagine he's a bit fearless, and he's a good surfer. He wasn't scared of any size waves, whereas I'm quite happy in medium to small waves. But we did, they were going to Raglan. They just loved Raglan. So we've had a couple of surfs together, which is
And that's why we did the thing up on the hill above
Ruapuki Beach. It's just a beautiful spot out there. There's surf everywhere, and it's got the real feel of a little surf town.
Yes.
And it's nice, and it just suits kind of acoustic-y and country music. And there's lots of music going on out there all the time.
Oh, that's excellent.
In fact, lots of reggae music is out there as well.
Okay, so, cool. So I've already played Caroline Jones and the Trenders with the Christmas songs on previous shows. But I just recommend that everyone go online on YouTube and look it up there. And see if, what's the name of the song that we did last out at Raglan where Maisie was in it?
Million Little Band-Aids.
Million Little Band-Aids is also
an awesome song.
It's an awesome. We were on the beach at Raglan where Sam goes surfing, and he took his youngest daughter Maisie, and Caroline roped her into the leaping around in the water and going wandering through the sandhills and things like that. And it must have been a thrill for Maisie, but I think it was a thrill for Caroline too.
I think so. I think so.
And they've now got a baby.
Yeah, so very, very cool. Exciting.
Yeah. Okay, Sam. Well, I've loved having you as a guest. What should we finish up with? I had something down here. What was it? I've got a song from Alison Krauss coming up called "Get Me Through December."
That sounds appropriate. I've got a week list of jobs to do, and also want to fit some surfing and some songwriting in there too. So I'm going to need help.
I love songs that have an interesting title. I'm yeah. going to play one of my songs too, which is the only Christmas song I've ever written.
Yeah,
and I'm going to play that on the show, "Morning Star."
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I love that song.
Which we'll do that too.
Yeah,
but it'd be lovely having you as a guest on this show.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you can listen back, and everyone, your kids will listen and roll around laughing the way they do.
They will.
So we're going to jump ahead and play a song from Sassafras. We're delighted that Sassafras are going to be visiting New Zealand in late January, early February. We're going to have an opportunity to play some music with them, and they're coming to Hamilton. They're coming to all sorts of places around you. They came to Whitianga and Tauranga and Auckland, and I think they're going to Wellington. They may be going to New Plymouth. There's a whole bunch of opportunities to see this four-piece bluegrass band from North Carolina, Sassafras. And here they are doing a tune called "Nellie Kane." It's a Tim O'Brien song, and it's got a great feel to it. And this is who you might see when you come and see them in Hamilton on the 7th of February.
She had waited for him long as a woman can, long as a woman can. And I don't know what changed my mind. Till then I was a rambling kind, the kind of love I can't explain that I had. Planted seeds, in the evening we held hands, in the evening we held hands. Her blue eyes told me everything a man could want to know. It was then that I realized that I would never go, I would never go. And I don't know what changed my mind, till then I was a rambling kind, the kind of love I can't explain that I had. Gone by, her son has grown up tall. I became a father to him, and she became my all. She became my all. And I don't know what changed my mind. Till then I was a rambling kind, the kind of love I can't explain that I had for Nellie Kane. That I had.
Nellie Harley Kane from Sassafras, and they're coming to New Zealand late January, early February. Take an opportunity to see them because I'm sure you'll enjoy the show. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we've sort of been meandering all over the place, and it was great having Sam in the studio here. He's gone off because one of his kids texted him and said, well, I'm going for a surf, just as he'd been talking about it. So he thinks he might go for a surf this afternoon instead of doing all the jobs that he's supposed to do around home. But he's a fascinating guy, and I love talking to him about music. I've always liked writing songs, and I guess Sam was encouraged very much by me in doing that. And I've only ever written one Christmas song, and I wrote a Christmas song from the point of view of the young boy sitting on the hillside looking after the sheep and seeing a bright star in the sky. And once I got that idea in my head, I wrote a song called Morning Star, and it sounds like this.
Watching over sheep, gazing at the sky, sometimes half asleep, thinking back to boyhood days, the stories that we'd heard about the king who'd lead his people home. I saw a star shine brightly above the sleeping town. Then an angel of the Lord, he spoke direct to me. Good news, he said, for all mankind, Christ was born today. He's lying in a manger, go and see. Now I have seen the morning star, I have heard the angel voice. Deep down in my heart, my spirit does rejoice. Today was born a king in the town of Bethlehem. This world will never be the same again.
A tiny baby all wrapped up, but I knew he was the Lord. His mother smiled so gently when I told her what I'd seen. We shouted loud God's praises as we walked back to the hills, thanking him for what we'd heard and seen.
I have seen the morning star, I have heard the angel voice. Deep down in my heart, my spirit does rejoice. Today was born a king in the town of Bethlehem. This world will never be the same again. I have seen the morning star, the angel voice. Deep down in my heart, my spirit does rejoice. Today was born a king in the town of Bethlehem. This world will never be the same again.
Well, that's my Christmas song. I hope you enjoyed that. We've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass, and it's almost Christmas. There'll be a show next week, of course, on Boxing Day, as the show will just continue on its normal schedule. And I hope you're going to find time to tune in and listen. In the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for your support over the year. And next year will be another year of Back Porch Bluegrass. And we'll take it out with the fiddle till you know better where to go. Here's Kenny Baker playing Flopperino. Bye.
Use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.